This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon, and thanks for being here. It's Kyle Bailey live at the Christmas Craft Fair at the Douglas County Fairgrounds, where a lot is going on. It's the 50th annual event. Sierra Keith is with the Fairgrounds staff, and thanks for hopping today.
Thank you for having us.
So, talk about, I mean, this is crazy. There's stuff everywhere.
There is. We have over 350 booths with about 250 vendors.
And how far away do some of these folks come from?
We have people that are coming from Washington and Northern California and then Eastern Oregon as well.
And I just got to two of the buildings so far, didn't get to the third one, and it's all three of you that you're using, right?
Yes, it is.
It's amazing because you've got booths. Some people have double booths, triple booths, and a lot of stuff. What's it been like to put this together?
It's a lot of work. There's about eight of us that work between our maintenance staff and our office staff that put this all together every year.
And how long have you been doing it?
This is my 12th Christmas fair.
Wow. Does it seem like that long?
No, it flies by.
It's amazing. This event is known far and wide. You have people come from out of town to be here to check it out. People that come up from Medford, down from Eugene, over to the coast, all over.
Yes, yeah, people come far for this. It's a very large event, and it's one of the biggest Christmas fairs in Oregon.
Now, one of the keys to this that people don't always necessarily grasp is the fact that this is all handcrafted.
Yes, every vendor that they have, all their items are all handcrafted, and they do an amazing job.
And talk about the variety of what kinds of things people can find out here.
We have so many different things. There's people here with barnwood signs, jewelry, hand-dyed fiber clothing, cookies, cupcakes, soaps, paintings, blankets, knitted, crocheted items, leather goods. It's incredible, all the different items you can get here.
Some of these people are incredibly creative because you see things, you're like, who would have thought to create this?
I know. I have not made it very far yet today, but what I did see, there was a couple of items that I've never seen before here, so it's kind of exciting to see some new stuff.
Like what?
There is a vendor down, I believe, in Douglas Hall. You donated an item to our giveaway, and it is a hanging air plant, but she's put together beads in these beautiful jars that she's used wiring with. It's very cool. It's something I haven't seen before.
Wow, that's kind of a cool idea. So you get some ideas. Now, do you do any of this stuff yourself?
Very minimal. I do a little bit of cricketing, but no, I just like to go and buy other people's crafts.
Now, what is cricketing?
It's a machine, and you can use vinyl and cut out, different shapes and pictures, but it's very minimal for me. So I just enjoy buying other people's crafts.
Well, my creativity is probably limited to the area of broadcasting and music, and otherwise people, nobody can read my signature. And I'm not sure that I can cut a straight line normally. So, it's best that I stick with what I'm good at. But it's amazing to see what some of the people have created out here. And it really kind of kicks the holiday spirit in.
It does, because it's always the first weekend in December. So I feel like for Roseburg, Douglas County, it's our official start to Christmas.
And talk about the, you mentioned drawings.
We are really blessed that we have all of our vendors. A bunch of them give away items, and so we do drawings every hour, and we give away some of the handcrafted items this year. We are doing a special thing for the 50th anniversary. We put together a tree, and then Seven Feathers donated a dining certificate and a room night, and then our vendors have also donated items, and on Sunday, at the end of the closing of the Christmas fair, we're going to draw one person that wins the whole thing.
Wow. And they're going to have to cart it out of here in a few vehicle loads, I mean.
It's a good chunk of stuff. And, you don't have to be present to win that one. And then we do our hourly drawings as well. So those, you just can try to come and win those. It's in the conference hall where you sign up, and it's fun to do.
And there's a rumor, and I saw a particular vehicle, there's a rumor that Santa Claus is popping up around here?
He is. He is in the exhibit building all weekend, and we are super excited to have him. So bring the kids down and go see Santa and give him the Christmas list that you guys have.
What hours is he around?
He is on – today he's here until 8 p.m., and then tomorrow from 11 to 3 and 4 to 7, and then Sunday is 1 to 4 p.m.
All right, so keep that in mind, especially if you're bringing kids after school, that kind of thing. What do people need to know about admission and all that kind of stuff?
It is $5 for adults, and if you bring a canned food donation, you get $1 off. And then as well, from 5 to 8 tonight, if you bring canned food, you get in for free. And then tomorrow, we're working with Cascade Community Credit Union and the pajama drive that they are in, you know, and partner with. And from 5 to 7 tomorrow night, if you bring a pair of pajamas, then you get in for free.
All right. Anything else people ought to know?
You know, we're just super excited to be celebrating 50 years, and we want you guys to come out and, you know, be a part of our community event.
All right, Sierra Keith from the Fairground staff, thank you. And up next, Georgie Pullman-Alasky from K9 Crack, and we're adding an international segment here.
That would be me, wouldn't it?
Yeah, very good. So, is this your first year out here?
No, I've been doing this about 5 years.
And talk about, if people don't know, what your product is.
So, Canine Crack, we're single-ingredient dog treats. That means there's no sugar, salt, or preservatives, or fillers in any of our dog treats. It's all locally sourced and locally produced here in Roseburg.
And how long have you been creating that product?
Oh, good grief, since 2007. Yeah, we're the original Canine Crack people.
Has it been that long?
Yes, yeah.
I imagine, though, things have evolved along the way.
Yes, definitely. We originally started in Hawaii, and our original business was called Hawaii Doggy Style. And since then, we've become a one-ingredient dog treat company.
And you've got a vast staff of people, I'm sure.
No. I'm full-time, and then I've got a couple of part-time people.
And how did you pick that as something to do?
So we got given a dog, a little puppy, and I couldn't find any dog treats that didn't have preservatives. So everything nowadays has got sugar or salt in it or fillers, or heaven forbid you feed your dogs rawhide. It's like giving them a leather jacket. So anyway, so it's all just single ingredient, organ meat. And it's locally sourced, like I said. So we've got beef livers, beef heart, beef esophagus, pork livers. Come along and find us.
And where are you at out here?
We are at the Douglas County Fairgrounds right now in Douglas Hall, booth number 12. And we are based in Roseburg as well. And so you can purchase online at www.caninecrack.com. My phone number's on the website, so you can always call and ask me questions. I'd be happy to help you.
And what's been the most intriguing thing about this experience of Canine Crack?
You know, I just love meeting other dog owners. You know, people, we're into dog nutrition. So if you have a dog that needs a nutritional diet, we're here to help you. I'm not going to sell you something I wouldn't feed my own dog. And if I don't think it's suitable for your dog, I'm not going to let you have it. I will recommend something else.
And how do dogs react to the product?
They love it. Woof, woof.
Well, but what is it about it, the product that they like?
So because it's single ingredient, they get the whole flavor. When you put a filler with it, it dilutes the flavor, and the dogs really love the – it's just intense. So our liver is ideal for training. It's great for those difficult things like recall. We guarantee you can train your dog to do absolutely anything with our Canine Crack.
Boy, you know, the dogs that we have apparently seem to be fairly untrained.
Oh, I don't know. You've got to get some more Canine Crack. I'll throw it over the fence to you, Kyle.
That's like one of those small-town things. So we'll just say that your production facility seems to be very close to my house.
Yeah, that's for sure, yeah.
And again, what's the website?
www.caninecrack.com.
All right, Georgie, thanks for talking to us.
Thanks, Kyle. You rule.
All right. We're going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back in a minute. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247. We are live at the Christmas Craft Fair, the 50th annual event going on at the Douglas County Fairgrounds through 8 o'clock tonight and all day Saturday and much of Sunday as well. Gene Thompson joining us right now. And what's the official name of the club?
I'm a member of the Umpqua Gym and Mineral Club. We're the local club here in Roseburg. There's actually another club down in South County. I don't believe they're here, but we're one of the main clubs in this county.
Now, where is your booth located here?
Our booth is in Douglas Hall, towards the back, on the right-hand side.
And what can people see if they come out and check it out?
We have quite a bit, a lot of polished rock. We do have some mineral specimens. We do have some finished products, like some necklaces. We have a little Wheel of Fortune that we use for the kids when adults do it, too, where you put some money down. We charge 50 cents a spin, and we have rocks on different numbers, and we spin the wheel, and you can win a rock. We have grab bags, things like that.
So how long have you been part of the club?
I've been a member of the club for probably 7 years.
How'd you get into it?
I started picking up rocks when I was about 8 years old. So I've been a member of various rock clubs. I moved to Oregon back in 2011, left and came back. So when I came back in 2011, when I actually came back, I found this club. I've been members of clubs all over the place. So it's been kind of a lifelong hobby of mine. I do a lot of fossils, but I also do a lot of rocks, and I do have a rock polisher and things like that. So
yeah, and a rock polisher is amazing. Tell people what you can do with that.
Well, so there's different things you can do. So a lot of people know about the tumblers. That's where you can just put various types of rock in, and it let it tumble. There's a process you go through, and it comes out with polish at the end. A lot of us have grinders where we can go on there and take small pieces of rock and turn them into cabochons and things like that. We have some club members that actually do faceting work, so they will facet some of the gemstones. So there's a lot of stuff you can do with it. You can just have them laying around the house and look pretty, or you can make jewelry out of them. So
it seems like this is a hobby that can take up a lot of time.
It can take up a lot of time. It takes up a lot of space. Most of us have garages that we don't park in because they're full of rock. So it takes up a lot of space, but it's an enjoyment. You get to go out and collect rock on the beach. It gets you out in the outdoors a lot. We do a lot of collecting at different places just for our personal use. And it's a lot of good exercise. You can put as much time into it as you want to. There's a lot of, it's like any other kind of hobby. You can spend all your time doing it, which most of us wind up doing, but you can put as little time in as you want.
And I understand that the Umpqua Valley, given our location and the river and the mountains and all that, is really a first-class place for doing this.
There is a lot of minerals different type of material here. We get a lot of stuff that washes out of the Cascades, obviously. We find a lot of agate, a lot of petrified wood through here. It's also, and if you're into any kind of gold prospecting or gold mining, there is a lot of gold in the river here. So you can literally go into virtually any place that you can access the river here in Douglas County and look on the riverbed, and you will find something that you've never seen before.
And you mentioned this club's been around for a long time.
What's that?
That the club's actually been in existence for a long time.
Yeah, since 1956.
That's amazing, because there are very few things that have been in existence that long. So that's pretty cool. How often does your group meet?
So we meet once a month, which is the second Wednesday of the month at the Westside Christian Church on Harvard. The business meeting starts at 7 o'clock. We actually start our meeting at 6 o'clock. We have a social hour and a potluck, so everybody can kind of hang out together, eat a little bit, compare rocks, show things that we've got. Then our business meeting is at 7 and usually lasts about an hour.
So if people want to find out more, they can stop by your booth all weekend or check your Facebook page.
They can do that. They can stop by our booth. We do have some small pamphlets that they can take with the information. We also have a Facebook page, a public Facebook page, which is Umpqua Gem and Mineral Club. If you just type that in, it'll pull it up. You have all of our information. And if nothing else, you can always always individually message us, and we'll respond and give you all the information you need.
All right, Gene, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
All right, and Marilyn up right now. And Marilyn, in like 5 seconds, you're going to remind me what your last name is.
Oh, Downs.
Oh, that's right. Of course it is. And talk about your company.
Oh, well, we are here in Cascade Hall, and we make hair combs and bracelets, all kinds of jewelry. And we are in booth 18 and booth 26. And this has been done by my family and I for the last 40 years. So we are longtime jewelers here in the Roseburg area.
Do you remember how you guys even got into doing this?
Yes, it was my husband. He made a gold oil derrick for an oil magazine years ago, and it was made out of bronze. And with the scrap from the bronze, he made himself a bracelet, and the rest is history.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, people see you. You guys are in Douglas County, but you go other places too, right?
Oh, yes. We've traveled all over the western United States, Alaska. And we've, like I said, 40 years, so we've covered a lot of territory.
I imagine you see people out here, or will see people over the course of the next 3 days that you have bought from you for years.
About 90% of our sales is from those that bought from us before. So it's a legacy that we leave behind. And Roseburg is the heart of it. We were here and we began in 81. And so our customer base is quite large, and we appreciate them.
What is the most interesting part about the process of all this creation for you?
For me, it's taking something from nothing and making something beautiful. And if you see the process, you'll look at it, and it looks very ugly, not very pretty. But as the process goes along, and when we get to the finish, it becomes something very beautiful. And it's something I love doing, so, you know, it's not a job.
What kinds of different things do you create?
The hair combs is our probably number one, and that happened in 91. That's, I said, by creative divine intervention, I came up with the hair combs. And over the course of the years, we've sold probably 1 million of them. But there's bracelets, and there's rings, and there's necklaces, and just about anything that you want to adorn your body with, we've made, and it's on sale.
And what's the main types of materials?
It's all made out of bronze, copper, and German silver and sterling. So we work in all of the metals, but mainly bronze, copper, and German silver. Yeah.
And any idea how many things you've, I mean, you can't just add all up. You said maybe 1 million on the hair combs.
The hair combs alone, yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it is. And it's amazing to think of how many people actually have bought them. So, and here in the Roseburg area, we have a large following. Usually it starts with one, and then the family members follow after.
And as you go around, do you still travel a fair amount?
We've got it trimmed back to about 5 shows a year. And this is going to be one of our last shows. We do have a website, and we do sell our jewelry on our website. So
what's the website?
It is www.simplistic-designs.com.
And what for the holidays, if somebody is looking for a gift, what do you have in mind that you make?
Usually we tell them if they're going to order off the website, they have to order it by the 20th of December in order to get it for the delivery for Christmas. But our number one seller probably is the hair combs.
People really seem to like them.
They do. It's because there's nothing out there that works like they do in the hair. And so we have them for just natural hair and also for fine, thin hair. So everybody gets to wear a comb.
And tell me the website address again.
It's www.simplistic-designs.com.
All right, Marilyn Downs, Simplistic Designs in the Community Conference Hall. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
12:57. It looks like we're out of here. The band is starting up, and it's time for us to go. Wrapping up Inside Douglas County for today, we are live at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. Remember, it goes until 8 o'clock tonight and continues through tomorrow and Sunday as well. That wraps it up from the Fairgrounds on News Radio, 93.9 FM, 1240 KQEN.